Time now to talk rugby league with Corey Norman, who Parramatta play tonight. They play the Bulldogs. Kickoff is at 7:50 at ANZ Stadium. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, how are we?
Very well, thank you, mate. Unlucky last week against the Knights. You must have thought you pulled it out of the fire in the end.
Yeah, it was unlucky. Thought we got that last one, but his foot just went out.
And that's the thing about that game, Corey. You played so well the first 10 or 15 minutes, played well the last 3 minutes. It's the things that happen in between, I guess, is the frustrating thing for you guys and for Brad Arthur.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think we didn't complete the last, you know, 7 of our 8 sets.
Right.
Leading into half time, and, you know, you just can't do that. And then, you know, that kind of, you know, rolled onto the first bit of the, you know, the second half. So, you know, it was just attention to detail that let us down in that game.
Yeah, and that's been letting you down all season, mate. But tonight against the Dogs, look, no one wants to win the wooden spoon, and if you lose this game tonight, more than likely you will end up with it. So there shouldn't be added motivation, but
yeah.
You know what's it on the line tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and like you said before, no one wants the wooden spoon, and you know, we spoke about that the other week, and we really need to win this game tonight, and it'll be a tough one.
How do you win then, mate?
Yeah, look, I think we just, like I said before, attention to detail. You just can't complete, you know, not complete the 7, you know, out of 8 sets against any team, you know what I mean? We've just got to attention to detail and you know, not go out of our, you know, systems. A couple of times last week, defensively, we went out of our system and they caught us out.
Based on that then, how do you practice attention to detail? How do you train attention to detail? What's Brad Arthur had you doing during the course of this week to try and refocus you?
Yeah, well, we just got to train with intent, and if something goes on, you know, we got to discuss it and just not go, oh, it'll be all right, we'll fix it in the game kind of thing, you know what I mean? So,
yep.
We got to train like the way we play, and we do train a lot, train very well. It's just sometimes in the game when, you know, the pressure's on a bit, you know, we tend to just jump out of our systems, we get nervous, and it's probably a confidence thing and a trust thing as well, you know. It's been a pretty long year. We've only won 3 games. And that tends to happen. So, you know, you're not doing it intentionally, but, confidence is taking a bit of a hit. And when, you know, teams are building pressure, sometimes you do stuff that you wouldn't normally do.
Do you study the players you're up against? Lachlan Lewis and Jeremy Marshall-King in the halves tonight for the Bulldogs. Obviously very young guys, inexperienced from an NRL point of view. Do you have a look at their games much in the lead-up to a game, Corey?
Oh, look, you watch a few of their videos, and we did a bit on them. But, they're young. They're gonna bring, enthusiasm. They're going to be in the game. They want to play. Overall, you have a look at the whole team kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about Jared, mate? Jared Hayne, he's been good the last 2 weeks.
He has. Hayne played really well last week. It's good to see. He finally doesn't have any niggling injuries, he's playing well. When Hayne is in a mood, you know, you got to get him the ball. So hopefully he's in a mood tonight, and it'll be good to see him go again.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to see for all Eels supporters. I'm just wondering, mate, has Brad or anyone at the club sat all the players down and said stuff to the effect that, you know, at the end of the year we're reviewing everything that's going on in the place and no one's safe?
Yeah, he has said that. It hasn't been a lengthy discussion, but, you know, I think everyone knows what's going on. You know, he sat down and said, look, everyone, don't worry about next year. Don't worry about, you know, 2 weeks down the track. Worry about right now, you know. But you said everyone, you know, getting reviewed. And that's what he basically said.
Should the club re-sign Jared?
Look, I think they should. We've got 7 more games to go. And going off for the last 2 weeks, if he plays like that for the last 7 weeks, well, why wouldn't they?
Great to see Kayser Pritchard back in the team. He brings plenty of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it is good. He's got the license to run on a quick play the ball, and like you said, he's plenty of enthusiasm. He's very aggressive in defence for a little fella. He goes hard, and you know what you're going to get from him. So we're all excited to see Kayser back in the side.
And I'm sure the boys have asked this previously, but given the fact that it's my first chance to speak to you about it, Corey, what's 2019 hold for you? Are you closer to understanding that?
Yeah, I'm not really too sure, to be honest, still. Hopefully I'll know what I'm doing by the end of the year, if that's staying, leaving. I'm not too sure yet, so... I really hope it's done by the end of the year, or if I'm staying, I don't know. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
What's your preference?
Yeah, look, I'll stay. I'm still contracted there next year. So if I can, if I'm still there next year, I'll be happy.
All right then, mate. We know it's a very busy day for you today, mate. You've got the Bulldogs tonight. We thanks you for joining us on game day.
No worries. Thanks.